What's up, ladies and gents? All right, so we have 5 questions here, one by one. Let's hear what Combis has to say. Okay, how much free time do you have? Is it enough? All right. I do have free time. Is it enough? No, I don't think so. But my problem usually is not time, it's mostly energy. Sometimes I do have time, but I don't have the energy to do anything. So for example, if I want to read a book, I'm not so energized to go and read that book. I have the time, but hey, the problem, most people's problem definitely is going to be related to energy, not time. Because everyone has time, but not the energy. So unfortunately, I don't have the energy. What are your hobbies? My hobbies, definitely, my favorite one is making content. Reading books, watching YouTube videos. These are my favorite hobbies. Sometimes playing games. I like playing games, but not a lot. I'm not into gaming anymore. I think I got too old for gaming, I guess. Can you make money from doing your hobby? Yes, of course. I'm doing it and I'm making money. Decent money, not a lot. How many hours a week do you spend on your hobby? I don't know. I have never measured it, but I think about 2 or 3 hours, or maybe 10 hours, let's say. It depends. It depends on the situation. Sometimes I go out with my buddy. So, yeah, that is different. Around 5 to 10 hours. If you don't consider making content a hobby of mine. If that is the thing, I think more than 60 hours. So are there any hobbies you'd like to try and it's not possible to do them in? Yes, of course. I think there are some. Like, I like to go and dancing some clubs, just dance. I don't want to pick up anyone. But yeah, but unfortunately we can't do it in Iran and because of coronavirus, so they're not going to be any club opened to accept people, I guess. But this is one of my favorite one, and some other stuff. I can't think of any right now. But yeah. And some hobbies are too expensive for me to try. You know, for example, I like skydiving, but the way I say it, people think that I'm so adventurous and I love these kind of things. But no, that's not the case because I'm acrophobic. I'm not comfortable with height. Even talking about it, you know, makes my palms sweaty. But I like to try that one because I feel like it's too, you know, energetic. And I think it's going to pump up some adrenaline, goddamn it, in my veins. So maybe I pass out or something. So this is one of my favorite things to do. So I don't want to make it too, you know, long. So I think it's enough for this audio file. Thank you, Mateen, for this amazing challenge. And I look forward to hear from other people. Thanks, everyone.